Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Samantala, kaugnay pa rin po ng coronavirus crisis upang maitigil ang maaring pagkalat ng virus, nagtalaga ang federal na gobyerno ng iba pang karagdagang sukatan kabilang ang pag-iwas na bumiyahe palabas ng Australia. Narito ang buong detalye ng ulat ni Greg Diet na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Sa bagong rekomendasyon ng pamahalaan, pinayuhan ng mga Australiano na huwag munang bumiyahe overseas. Itigil na ang pagpapanic buying, limitahan ang pagbisita sa mga aged care homes at ipagpatuloy ang pagpasok sa eskwela ng mga bata. May consensus din na pinaka-epektibong paraan ng di pagpapakalat ng virus ay sa pamamagitan ng social distancing, lalo na't wala pang bakuna at gamot laban sa coronavirus. Sa pinakabagong payo, ipinagbabawal ang hindi mahalagang pagtitipon ng 100 tao indoor at bawal din ang pagtitipon ng 500 tao para sa outdoor. Kung posible din, hinihikayat din ng mga Australiano na panatilihin ang 1.5 meter na distansya. Binigyang diin ni Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy ang kahalagahan ng distansya.
Social distancing is really important to prevent, delay, transmission in the community of this virus over coming months. But be clear, a short-term 2 to 4 week shutdown of society is not recommended by any of our experts. It does not achieve anything.
Ngunit ayon kay Dr. Jolie na isa sa mga anesthetist mula Hobart na isa sa mga nagpadala ng petisyon kay Morrison ngayong linggo, nangangamba ang mga doktor na kung walang striktong pagsasarado at social distancing, maaaring tumaas sa 10,000 ang kaso ng COVID-19 pagdating ng Abril. Dagdag niya na ang mga gabay ay magbibigay sa Australia ng oras na makapaghanda para sa maaaring pagtaas ng bilang ng mga pasyente.
Having a shutdown helping to dramatically curtail the spread of this no doubt deadly disease in the community gives every hospital in the country a chance to prepare. It allows us to make sure that we've got enough personal protective equipment, that we have enough empty beds, that we have enough ICU beds, that we have enough ventilators available in these hospitals so that we can save as many Australians as possible.
Sa ngayon, wala pang balak isarado ng Commonwealth at mga estado ang mga paaralan. Ani Prime Minister Morrison, may negatibong epekto sa ekonomiya ang pagsarado nito, lalo na sa abilidad ng serbisyong pangkalusugan na makabangon muli mula sa krisis. Ani South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall, ang mga panawagan na isarado ang mga paaralan ng ilang linggo ay absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, what's the point of closing for 2 weeks? What happens at the end of those 2 weeks? These restrictions that we're looking at putting in place now are not in for 1 or 2 weeks. They're not in for 1 or 2 months. The expectation now is that these will remain in place for 6 months or more.
Samantala, din na pinapasok ng anesthetist na si Dr. Daniel Jolie ang kanyang mga anak sa paaralan.
I think you could also argue that the level of disruption from school closures is probably going to be far, far smaller than literally thousands in our community dying because they can't get medical care. And that's really what this comes down to. There's this hesitancy, this reluctance to overreact. Now, we might overreact. In 6 weeks' time, I would love nothing more than everybody laughing at me because I look like I was panicking. But this is deadly serious. If we are correct, the consequences is going to be a disaster, an order of magnitude greater than any sort of disruption that we might cause ourselves by having school closures or more enforced social distancing.
Limitado na rin ang mga pagbisita sa aged care homes dahil mas vulnerable ang mga matatandang nasa 80 anyos pataas. Ani Morrison, limitado rin ang pagbisita ng mga pamilya, kaibigan, serbisyong propesyonal at advocacy workers.
Visits should be conducted in a resident's room, outdoors, or in a specific area designated by the facility, rather than communal areas where the risk of transmission to other residents is greater. There should be no large group visits or gatherings, including social activities or entertainment to be permitted at this time.
Dagdag ni Dr. Jolie, dapat maganda ang Australia para sa maaring ikataas ng mga kaso upang di magaya sa Italy.
Literally in Italy, there are situations where you can be a 60-year-old man without any medical problems, but with COVID pneumonia, and there are not enough beds, that all you get now, you don't even get a phone call from the intensivist being answered. You have another doctor put you in a corner with some oxygen and give you a few kind words because there is not an ICU ventilator for you. And that's because their health system is overwhelmed. And we will head towards the same thing if we don't prepare for this.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.